Via remote, this is BOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Pope Francis celebrated a low-key Christmas Eve Mass Thursday to a small congregation at St. Peter's Basilica to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew, with attendees wearing masks. The Mass had fewer than 100 worshipers, far less than the thousands that usually attend the annual service. In his Christmas message, Francis promised to visit Lebanon and South Sudan as soon as he could. The Pope traditionally mentions countries in his Christmas Day message, but he singled out those two nations with the Christmas Eve message because of difficulties each has faced this year. Dozens of Bethlehem residents and a small entourage of religious officials attended Christmas Midnight Mass early Friday. It was a subdued Christmas Eve message and gathering, as the global coronavirus pandemic and a strict local lockdown put a damper on the normally joyous celebrations in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the Philippines early Friday. The U.S. Geological Survey said people in the capital, Manila, reported buildings were shaking and Christmas Day masses interrupted, but there were no immediate reports of injuries. Syria accusing Israel of waging a rocket attack on Christmas Eve night, with residents reported seeing missiles in the skies over Beirut. The Syrian Ministry of Defense issued a statement saying Israel launched an aggression by directing a barrage of rockets from the north of the city of Tripoli towards the Massiva area. It said Syrian air defense confronted the enemy missiles and intercepted most of them. It's unclear if there were any casualties. There was no immediate word from Israel on Friday's flights and alleged attacks on Syria. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set on Friday to correct statements he had made in Parliament related to a political funding scandal that has also cast a pall over the current premier. Abe apologized on Thursday for repeated false denials that his political funding group had subsidized cherry blossom viewing parties for its supporters in possible violation of the country's strict political funding laws. Japan's longest-serving leader denied he had known anything about the payments, maintained innocence, and pledged to work to regain public trust. The apology came after his secretary was indicted over the issue and fined 1 million yen. Americans waiting for the coronavirus relief payments will have to wait longer after Republicans on Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments to struggling Americans, something demanded by President Donald Trump. Lawmakers on Monday approved the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which includes a one-time payment of $600 to most taxpayers. But Trump dropped a bombshell on the celebrations this week, hinting he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats, who have been pushing for months to increase the pandemic support, cheered Trump's statement, but his fellow Republicans refused to agree to the change. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump released a video message on Christmas Eve via Twitter, where the president branded the COVID-19 vaccine as a Christmas miracle. Britain and the European Union has struck a trade agreement, free trade agreement, that should avert New Year's chaos for cross-border commerce and bring a measure of certainty to businesses after years of Brexit turmoil. Breakthrough on Thursday came after months of tense and often testy negotiations that whittled differences down to three key issues: fair competition rules, mechanisms for resolving future disputes, and fishing rights. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structure on January 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. Well, a court in Pakistan ordered authorities Thursday to immediately release the British national convicted in the 2002 murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl. Three other men also convicted in the case and sentenced to life in prison at the same trial 18 years ago were acquitted. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.